I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. An 8-week reduced calorie diet implementing ideal essential fatty acid ratios coupled with omega-3 supplementation may improve inflammation and abdominal obesity, according to a new study. A probiotic and skim milk combination may enhance cognitive function in the aging population, according to a new randomized double-blind parallel group clinical trial. Balance function serves as a key predictor of healthy aging and longevity, with better balance scores correlating directly to increased life expectancy and reduced health risks. People with poor balance scores face 3 times higher hospitalization rates and double the risk of developing chronic diseases compared to those with good balance. Balance training creates measurable improvements in brain structure, increasing both gray matter volume and forming new neural connections that enhance overall cognitive function. A simple 10-second one-leg balance test accurately predicts mortality risk in adults over 50, proving more reliable than many complex medical assessments. Practicing balance exercises for just 12 weeks improves both physical stability and brain function, with benefits appearing across all age groups. 12 weeks of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, increases nitrite-producing bacteria in the mouth in previously sedentary men, according to new research. Chestnut and quebracho supplements may improve IBS symptoms. A tannin-based food supplement may improve gastrointestinal and mental symptoms in people with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, according to new research. Anxiety isn't just one thing. There are different types, each with its own cause and treatments. Unfortunately, doctors often treat it as if it's all the same, frequently giving medications that make it far worse. As a result, despite the billions being spent on treating anxiety, the condition affects more and more people. In many cases, anxiety can only be treated if you understand the root cause of it. One of the most common treatments for anxiety are benzodiazepines. Unfortunately, these drugs have many severe side effects, including being highly addictive. Once individuals are started on them, they often cannot stop. Here's a special report on colonoscopies. Western medicine constantly fear-mongers people to get routine colonoscopies for cancer. What your doctor probably won't tell you is that healthy people doing routine colonoscopies could actually increase the odds of getting more polyps or colon cancer. Here's why. Western medicine's assumption is the logic of the procedure is to check for precancerous growths or polyps and remove them during the procedure as a preventive of getting cancer in the future, because they are supposedly eliminating potentially harmful cells before they become malignant. But that's not true. Removing a polyp does not get rid of the problem. Polyps form in the colon in damaged, inflamed areas of low circulation and or heavy metals buildup. When blood flow is reduced, polyps form as a type of swelling that happens in a typical wound. This swelling signals the body to help to form new blood vessels so it can restore oxygen to the area, which helps with local tissue repair. So polyps are actually tissue repair mechanisms. When blood flow is insufficient, heavy metals and other toxic materials accumulate in the inflamed areas, and polyps are actually the body's solution to prevent potential cancer, not cause it. Plus, when doctors remove polyps, they often do not remove the whole base of the polyp, nor the entirety of its microenvironment, which is where most of the cancer stem cells and exosomes are. So it's common that cancer stem cells are left behind. Plus, when the polyp is cut out, cancer stem cells actually increase and invade even more local tissue. Likewise, exomes can escape into the bloodstream and translocate to other areas, which is typically how cancer metastasis happens. Plus, since the removal of polyps creates a gaping hole in the gut lining, suddenly there's a giant unnatural opening for food waste, pathogenic bacteria, heavy metals, and those cancer-causing exomes to escape into the bloodstream. This area was already inflamed and unable to repair itself naturally, so it's likely there will be a struggle with repairing this new hole. If you've had multiple polyps removed, you'll now have multiple non-repaired holes in your gut. They're also known as open wounds, increasing your problems. A polyp is actually a regenerative tissue that substitutes for damaged tissue and acts like a temporary patch that stabilizes these tissues and prevents necrosis. It's a virtual band-aid and helps restore colon function. It also isolates heavy metal, increases blood flow, increases oxygen, and restores gut lining integrity. So what can a colonoscopy and polyp removal do? Trigger inflammation, weaken the gut lining, impair bile acid for digestion, which reduces beneficial gut bacteria, and increase harmful bacteria. Plus, it enhances cellular mutations and abnormal tissue growth, all of which increase the risk of more polyp formation and makes it harder for the colon to heal and restore a healthy gut. So unless you have a true digestion symptoms that actually require colonoscopies, when they want you to get one, just as a routine, say you'll pass. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. New York Wholesale Group, Zara Herbals Dietary Supplements for elevated levels of lead and arsenic. Health and Happiness, Bios Time, Kids Calm and Sleep Support, Fruity Bites, Probiotics and Prebiotics, Fiber Sachet Gummies for tiny metal balls inside the gummies. Pacific Coast Fresh Harvest Toasted Sesame Hummus and 11 other kinds of hummus for plastic fragments. A.C. Calderoni and Company Orgeat Almond Syrup for yeast growth. Amazon Retail, Amazon Fresh Brand, Bake at Home, Jumbo Sugar Cookies, all kinds for undeclared egg. Jesse's Bakery Spanish Rolls and their Coconut Rolls for undeclared milk. Spice and Foods, Noble Made Garlic Parmesan Wing Sauce, because the bottles are foaming when they open. I don't know what's in them, but they're foaming. JFE Franchising Chef Salad and Family Cobb Salad and four other salads, all being recalled for salmonella. SafeCore Morphine Sulfate Oral Syringe and four other drugs for defective delivery systems. Zydus Pharmaceuticals Nelarabine Injection, all dosages for impurities and degradation. Sun Pharmaceutical Industries Morphine Sulfate Extended Release Tablets for dissolution failure. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.